you've talked a few times about new patients, how important that new patient call is. What's the essential way to get some of these new patients in the door? Are you going to talk about marketing at all?
I'd love to talk a little bit about marketing, and I feel for sure that this is one of the absolutely, you know, essential things that I find that successful doctors do. And, you know, dentistry changes all the time. It's a very, very fluid situation. And what I'm going to say now, I probably didn't say 15 years ago, but in this day and age, I think you need to spend money to make money. And by that, I mean I'm advocating to my clients that they can spend up to 3-4% of annual collections on marketing strategies to attract new patients. I don't believe there's one magic bullet that's going to apply to every practice in every situation. And you better be careful of people trying to sell you on that point. You need trackable data to justify every marketing plan, and you can't be married to that plan forever. You've got to be nimble, sometimes have the courage to abandon something that you thought was a good idea, and possibly invest more in strategies that seem to be working. So I'll tell you what the things that I find that work. I've always been a huge fan of what I call internal marketing because it's very inexpensive. But it can be very effective as long as it's done consistently. Internal marketing, you know, you define as marketing to your existing patient base. I'm big on rewarding patients in all kinds of ways for referrals. I think that the staff and the doctor can have fun with this. I mean, you might even want to leave your comfort zone and do something that's wacky or different or unexpected. But the point is that you need to let your patients know how much you appreciate what they've done. I mean, we could talk for hours about the value of every single new patient. So, I mean, if you send them something for $40 or $50, a gift certificate or a this or something from Amazon.com or out to dinner, I mean, the return on your investment is huge. I'm a big fan of handwritten notes from the doctor, and I suggest that there is the opportunity every day in your practice for at least two or three of these things to be written. Now, I'm not talking about a term paper. I'm talking about, you know, two or three lines from the doctor on special stationery from the doctor, because I think that patients feel so important when they receive a note from the doctor. Another area of marketing that I've seen especially huge benefits from is developing a great website that positions well on the local Google business map. I can't believe that I read the other day that something like 40% of all dentists in America don't even have a website. I mean, they've got to be living under a rock somewhere, because everybody these days searches on Google. I mean, why wouldn't you go there? Why would you go anywhere else? So organic SEO strategies work well, especially in the smaller towns and suburbs. It's a little bit more difficult in major metropolitan areas in order, you know, to get yourself positioning on the local Google business map. One of my favorite SEO strategies is adding new content to your website through the use of a blog. And I think that you absolutely, no matter how old you are, have got to realize that if you want to attract new patients, and if we attract new patients, we're going to be more successful, you absolutely have to play in the internet world. There's something called Google AdWords campaign, and I find them to be very effective as marketing devices for specific services like same-day crowns or implants or invisible braces. These are the kind of popular services that a lot of people search for. And what I recommend is that when people click on these campaigns, they can be directed to a very nicely designed landing page that's within your website. And you can start to get into spending some serious money with Google AdWords here, but you are definitely going to drive traffic. Again, in competitive metropolitan areas where it's difficult to get organic rankings of your website on the Google map, I feel that AdWords campaigns can level the playing field. And I'll just give one more, Rich, that I feel I'm starting to see more and more successful practices getting involved with Facebook advertising. It's much less expensive than a Google AdWords campaign. But in order to be successful with Facebook, you have got to be responsive and reactive with posts on your page. So the successful practices that I see, they all have one or two staff members who sort of take this on and spend daily time on this, because most doctors don't have the time for this or the talent for this, or they don't even understand it. I know that you've been, you know, you've been very much at the forefront with your social media courses, you know, in promoting websites and Facebooks. And I, don't you find that the people who have taken those courses do well?
Well, I'll say that with a caveat. The people that take the courses then actually go out and do something, do really well. You know, it's not enough to take the course. And as you said before, it's an active pursuit. I mean, you need to do it. And yeah, we've seen the people that really get involved with this. And they tend to do it from all angles, just like all the things you mentioned. They're great with their SEO. Maybe they're using Google AdWords. They're getting Facebook likes on their page. They're doing Facebook ads. They're doing all these things. They're blogging. And the combined effort really is unbelievable. I mean, you can dominate Google if you do this stuff.
You absolutely can. And I think that, you know, because some of this stuff is a little bit complicated, that it really helps to have an objective advisor in this area. I think that's going to be part of your marketing budget. And because marketing and advertising is a business that's apart from dentistry. And there are experts out there in your communities that can help you. I think one more important point I want to make is regarding patient retention. I mean, it's futile to try to attract a continual source of new patients and absorb all of that cost, whatever it is, if you don't continue to take great care of these people forever. So it's critically important that we retain and please these patients on an ongoing basis, because if you have an inviting front door that's wide open, it's not going to help if the back door is open as well.
No question about it. But I'm really glad that you considered marketing to be one of the 10 essentials, because, you know, believe it or not, in 2014, you still hear people say, well, the best way to build a dental practice is word of mouth. And, you know, and geez, you know, it's just not that way anymore. Word of mouth is fantastic, but there's so much noise, as they say these days. There's so much noise and chatter, and it's just, you know, it's a great thing to do, but you can't just rely on that.
No, but you do have to have a message, and I feel that word of mouth advertising is, I mean, there's actually nothing better than that, but in order to be able to get the word of mouth going, you've got to be able to have all kinds of marketing efforts to be able to get these people in your office. They then get pleased. They get great customer service. They have a wonderful staff experience, all of those kinds of things. And then they go out and tell people. And that is, you know, it's, you just can't even put a value on that.
No question. And I think in a way, internet reviews are the new word of mouth.
Oh, they are. And I mean, there's all kinds of studies that show that people believe what is written out there on your Google reviews. And if you've got a website and you know, you've got 20 reviews and you're in sixth place on the local Google business map, and there's one or two people that are in first and second place and don't have as many reviews, the studies show that people will click on the website that's got the most reviews. So those reviews are absolutely essential for you to attract.
Interesting stuff.